Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show, and welcome to our new studio, our sound effects and everything else. As we're starting up a new venture, we're going to have a great guest coming on Wednesday, a returning guest that's breaking news. Todd Allen Herndon is coming on Wednesday. I think the song called My Name is America. But he's also part of our ministry series and also speaking about God and family and love and babies and all that type of stuff. And he's a friend. He'll be coming up on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. That's the breaking news from our guest coming up. Now, I want to bring on my co-host, the lovely Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing fabulous. Great weekend. Poured a little bit, but it's a great, great weekend.
Yeah, well, we
up
the
for
water
Tuesday, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome week. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, everything's going interesting. You know, I don't know about you, but every day the story changes when it comes to the Gestapo, the communist tactics of the, I don't even call them Democrats anymore, it's the left. It's the Schweins.
They're Schweins. Okay, they had a new story with the raid, trying to figure it out. They're just nuts. There's nothing.
No, okay.
Now, they live in another world. And they're just, every day they keep changing their idea for those warrants, how they're going to stick it to Donald, okay? And it's never going to happen. They're never going to stick. Because The man, President Trump, is honest with integrity.
We got to do a couple of things right now. First of all, under the Constitution, they could indict Trump. They could do anything they want with Trump. And under the Constitution, he can still run because all you need to be is 35 years old, American-born citizen, stay in the country 14 years, and you're good to go. There is nothing in there about being indicted or being arrested or anything like that. There is a law that was put in place, but it cannot supersede the Constitution.
Oh, they're just trying. They're grasping at air.
They're grasping at it's got a fail,
air.
And that's it. Now, going into that, we got break news. We kind of broke in already. The news broke this morning when Sebastian Gorka was on Newsmax early this morning, but we're going to break it here too. Trump, President Donald J. Trump will be running for president in 2024. His announcement will be coming probably on Wednesday. Maybe,
you know what?
Well, the reason why it's going to come earlier than November is because of all the shenanigans being done by
the time. Shut down the stunks. You know what? My first announcement, he's got my vote.
He's got over 100 million votes, and it'll be legal.
I would agree, but I was the first one to announce he's got my vote. Okay?
Now,
I'm excited.
Something else, when you go out to vote, you cannot vote because of features. You cannot vote because you're full of heat in your body and soul. That's not how you choose candidates. You choose candidates based on not party, but what they can do for the country. And by
content of character, and if they stand behind their word, and how they live their life, and who they are, and where they came from. And it really says a lot about a person. One day you can't be a Schwein and the next day be a great person. A Schwein is a Schwein. A Stunk is a Stunk.
If you vote because you hate someone or someone's guts, because he or she is closer to who you are, you tend to vote for a loser because you are a loser. You vote for the context of his character and whose character, but also the vote for position. And ideas.
You know how Debbie Wasserman Schmutz got her vote? It's because she did things for people. You don't vote for that either. Just because they did something for you doesn't mean that they're the right person for that position. Okay, that's called play for pay.
And that's it. But the thing is, Debbie, for disclosure reasons, Debbie grew up in Forest Hills, and next door neighbors of ours, basically of mine, because I was right there. And we both know each other for various reasons in the neighborhood back in Queens. And now, she knows who I am.
Is she did so many things for the people that the people were so grateful that she bought a vote.
Remember we went to canvassing when we go door to door with the
I remember that. I remember when you were in.
And
then they said, she's the greatest. I love her. She did so many things for me. Right? Remember?
Yeah. Now, first of all, they redistricted, trying to cut her seat a little bit. But
she doesn't have the election supervisor anymore either.
No, but at the same time, she turned her back on a lot of people, and she's been primary. And I don't think she'll lose the primary, but she definitely will lose the general.
We hope so. We have two candidates
running in that district. By the way, it's District 25, not 23 anymore. We have candidates, but we endorsed one great candidate in that race, in Reuben Young. I know both. Candidate personally, Reuben Young and Carl
Crossover vote there with him?
Ruben has tremendous support, especially in the Miami-Dade area.
He needs to cross over. He needs the independence.
And he needs, and to beat Devin, you need Miami-Dade. Because
how's that
Miami
doing with him?
Crowd. What?
And how is that doing with him?
He is leading Debbie by about 15-20 points in polling
data.
Carla Spalding is
for 20 years we've been trying to get her out.
Yeah. Well, she turned her back on the Jewish community when she supported Obama's 20.
But they walk into the oven. So you know what? They still walked into the oven.
Right.
So now we got to see if they're still walking in the oven.
Now, there's a lot. You got to remember, there's a lot of things going on. I don't even call them Democrats, more the Communists. The Communist Party in this country.
How about anti-Americans?
Anti-American. Killing babies. They support killing babies.
They're not conservative. They're suave.
If you're a pregnant mom, you shouldn't be supporting any Democrats because they're going against.
They want to kill Agenda 21. They just want to kill everybody.
Yeah.
And if they don't like you, they go to destroy you. And if you don't like what you stand for, they go to destroy you.
See,
okay?
It's not, and this goes back, it's not about a party, and I'm sure people on this, real people with intelligence, understand that it's not about
a party. I wonder how many
Democrats
they fried. They fried the blacks. They fried the Spanish.
Yeah.
They fry white men. No. They don't like white women. They don't like white people, period. I don't know. What is with that skin thing?
I have no idea. Again, it's not about the color of a person's skin. It's about the context of character.
No. Right.
It's about the character.
Would you say that the Democrat Party, who doesn't exist anymore, have heart and soul?
They don't exist anymore. It's communist all the way.
There is no heart and soul. There are no Kennedy, Truman, Democrats.
Scoop tracks and any of those stuff.
No. They're all, that's it. But Tuesday's
anyway,
going to be a big hooray in the primary campaigns.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a couple things going on Tuesday. We got to do a little training a little bit, but let's try Alaska. Alaska is that the day where Sarah Palin will officially become a congressman. She is winning
Is there a Democrat running? Is there opposition?
There's a woman, far-left Democrat. There's the three people in this race. Palin, this guy Besick, which is his father was a Democrat, but he's running as a Republican. And then you got this far-left-wing Democrat. Palin is
all right,
the lead.
So Palin's going to take it, Governor Palin.
Yeah, Governor Palin should win this outright.
Okay.
And then you got the end of Murkowski
it's the end of an era.
Yeah.
That woman's a stunk.
And
Tim Scott endorsed her. Got to wonder about that.
That's the end of Tim Scott, by the way.
Conservative to me. That's nobody who cares about the country. She is a criminal. She is a corrupt enterprise.
This is for all the Peter Cracciolas and the Mike Epps and stuff like that. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I am independent of everything. I go not by party. I go with the best candidate for the job to help.
The honest
America
with integrity.
Decision.
It's not about a dollar bill. It's not about how much you're going to make. It's not about what you can do for me. What's best, because it's an important seat you want to be in.
I am America First, MAGA, Make America Great Again.
Conservative,
constitutionalist,
infidel. And I am proud to say it. Proud.
That's what I believe in. So that's
look at all the candidates we have interviewed on the show.
Anyone that
one of my questions to them, I go straight for their jugular. Okay? I don't have any problem asking them. Are you giving me the song and dance? and you'll get elected, and then you'll be like Eric Adams or anybody else and go to D.C. and just say, ah, the hell with you. I like this. You can make lots of money and have a lot of power and screw the people. That's the problem.
You know? Anyone that falls straight party line without looking at the platforms of each individual candidate is
going
to lose.
Are corrupt criminals themselves.
They are going to lose because they, in the end, they're voting for garbage. What you do is you vote for the best.
They want the handouts. They want the freebies. Where's my free home? Where's my free car? Where's my free phone? Where's my free food and free electric and free cable? Where is it?
Okay, Scarlett, let me get this in. Remember when we had Bob Sutton on and he went and he grabbed a teacher in Piper High School?
I remember.
And he was gone. He's also one of the big shots in the Republican area and also independent because he's also part of the Republican Libertarian Party caucus. So he's all over that area. Anyway, he goes and we have on, we call him one of our good luck charms. So he came on, he's going back more than 10 years ago, and he talked about how at graduation, one of his students came over to him. Now that I graduate, he thought it was going to be which college was best for him and things like that. No, the kid, that student came back and said, now that I graduate, where can I get my Obama phone, my Obama house, my Obama money, and all that type of stuff? That's the problem.
I remember. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. You know what? You know how you make it great in your life? Go create revenue, okay? Start your own company. Go get employment with someone and work your tail off and work your way up in the company. There are a lot of bells and whistles with it. You get a lot of perks. You really do.
Put your energy to it. Before we get to this change, with that in mind, since you talk about graduations and stuff like that and building someone's up, Yours truly graduated in the business that we're working in, and we're now the next level up.
Yes, you did.
And I was in our award ceremony that we do once a month. My name came up and part of the graduates, and we go from there. So that's a good thing. So if you work hard,
it takes time to find the right marriage in business. Sometimes it's not instantaneous, sometimes it's down the road. But it does happen. You just got to keep going till you find it, till you build a team, till you get to the right place.
And then you build
it from there. Yeah. It happens.
Exact same thing from relationships.
Exactly. People can graduate from high school and go be a stockbroker. Or go to a trade
group. I've seen that.
Or start an online business. Or take out a loan and go start a brick and mortar. Or do something in your garage at your place at your home. There are many things you can do. Many.
Okay. When I worked at Global Equities and State Street Capital and all those other people and things of that nature, I saw people that graduated high school, did not go to college, went on to pass the 7, the 63, became a successful stockbroker and aged 18 and 21 driving Lamborghinis. I seen that. I seen the money back in the day. Remember? Do you remember that? Anyway, we got Liz Cheney. That race, Cheney's down by 50 points. Liz Cheney's going to lose to
We're going to be Cheney-less.
Yeah, so we could actually Tuesday...
Wyoming really is not into her and doesn't like what she's doing. That whole January 6th thing is a goof. She proved nothing. She put on a play, bad theater. It failed. And she looks like a
talking about hatred. Her hate towards Trump, the Chinese hate towards Trump. And I just list, it's the whole family hatred towards Trump.
One difference between the Chinese, Dick Cheney and Donald Trump is Donald Trump actually really earned it. And Dick Cheney is a criminal.
Dick Cheney and California and the money for oil and all
exactly,
that other stuff.
Done with Bush because Bush, was the president and he allowed it.
We're not talking about the first Bush, Herbert Walker,
we're talking about the second Bush. He's married to Laura.
We're talking about George W. Bush, the second Bush. Because that's when Dick Cheney was VP. Because that second going into Iraq, a falling chemical weapons thing, which it never was, that was the difference. And Trump was right, and Dick Cheney's wrong. And that hatred by the Cheneys, because Trump exposed the fraud and the corruption of the Cheneys, is the reason. And that hatred overtook the reasoning and trying to destroy this country.
His father was a terrible president. He raised taxes.
Anyway,
he didn't complete the mission.
Tuesday, we're urging everyone to vote America First candidates for Harriet Hackman in Wyoming, Sarah Palin in
Alaska,
and I forgot the person's name for Alaska that's running against Murkowski. But don't now vote against McCluskey. Vote America First. Vote for MAGA. And let's win this. And then when...
And you know what the week after is? Primary?
Stop to announce it.
What's the week after primary?
Florida.
That's right. A lot of candidates are running.
You know, we got people in Florida. We got great candidates here. We started with Ruben Young. We got the candidates that actually we had on the show straight down the line. You know, I'm going to tell you one of the best candidates that we ever had was that we had last month.
What, here in Florida?
Scotty.
Oh, okay, Scotty. What about him? The guy who, about him?
He's good, he's doing good. There's a bunch of us that we got out there.
I think it's going to sweep red.
Yes. Now, I'm going to make my prediction. In the Democrat primary, I think because the polling has Charlie Crist up by 10 or 15 points Nikki Reed, yeah. I think Charlie Crist will win the primary and lose in the landslide to DeSantis.
Correct.
In polling that DeSantis is up by 40, 50 points over any candidate. In fact, most likely, Nikki Fried will be a little tougher for DeSantis because she's more energized. Everybody knows, all you have to do for Charlie Crist, all you have to do is put up the picture of him hugging Obama and he's dead.
Yeah, well, we know who's running the country,
and
don't we?
And you already have that up. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
I think in November.
Paul Castanova.
Yeah, and him and I are working together on this stuff. We're actually going after... Paul and I actually went after Peter Cracchiola because Peter went to the middle, and we think he's total wino right now. Anyone that's supporting Liz Cheney has got to be off the roster.
It's all about money and power.
Yeah.
There really is nothing else.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So
we got... Well, he's only
he doesn't like Donald Trump.
No. Well, he's only,
I don't know why he doesn't like Donald Trump.
I don't know why, because he exposes the corruption of the swamp. FETA and people like FETA.
But he want to have corruption in swamp?
He's so used to it.
How does that benefit him?
He feels that in the general election, the American people move to the center and will not vote for...
They're going to vote for only the conservative. Not even conservative. They're going to vote red because they don't like the crap that's happening. Okay? They don't like the House. They don't like the Senate. They don't like the judicial system. They don't like the presidency. They don't like what's going on in their local governments or national or regional. It's time to move them out. They don't.
Okay, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to talk about 87,000 IRS agents, and then we're going to talk about ministries and make a couple announcements and things of that nature, and talk about family.
Let's do it.
We're playing I Am America, because Tuesday, America First is going to win. America, and that used to be Herman Cain's theme song and my theme song when we ran for office. Herman Cain for president and I ran for Congress back in the day. So, anyway, 87,000 IRS agents on to the till. That's more power, more enforcement power than almost every law enforcement agency around on the federal level. That's a lot of power. The last time that we had that type of power for the IRS was when Obama went after the Tea Party movement. Now, this goes along with the raid. If they're going to raid unlawfully, and it is unlawfully because now this is now that even the warrant is suspect, information is suspect, everything's suspect there. And it's being developed left and right, and they're making up all kinds of stories. And in fact, on the Mar-a-Lago raid, if they're able to go after unconstitutionally after the former president, because they're scared that he's going to run and win, and he is going to run, and he is going to win, they're going to go after you. What's going to prevent them from going after you and me and everyone else? 87,000 armed, to-the-till IRS agents ready to take you out. That's what they're looking for. It's the Gestapo, it's the KGB. This is what it is.
Not here in Florida.
If you get into Florida and DeSantis said that, thank God for DeSantis. If you come into Florida with this stuff, and you're going to do that, and you got fooled with the Trump thing, but not anymore. If you come into Florida, don't be surprised if the coroner office is going to be very busy. We will defend our lives. We will defend our freedom. We will defend our state. Same thing in Texas. Same thing in Arizona, and same thing in many other places. We are tired of tyranny. We're not going to be taken down. The dream of America, our founding principles, our founding country, and the Constitution will not die because of the communists, what used to be known as the Democratic Party. That party is officially dead and will be gone in a very short time. I don't see anyone who have a brain that will support the tyranny and total government control, especially if you have a future, your family's future is at stake. Don't you want your children, this I'm talking to everybody now, not just one person, don't you want your children to have a better life, a freer life, or more opportunities to have a better life than you have right now with big government, with public government control? That's never going to happen. And that's the key. So if you really support your baby, you really support your children, you really support your ambitions and your lives and your things, there is no way you vote Democrat / communist. You have to vote for the party of freedom. The party that gives you an opportunity, the people that gives you that opportunity to thrive and to move forward and fulfill those passions and dreams. And right now in Florida, it's the Republican Party. Around the country, for the most part, it's the Republican Party. The Democrats, all they care about is killing criminals, thugs, low-life thugs, and anything else, the transgender, and making people that's not what they are. And that is bad, especially for children. And this is what's happening, because the reason why Democrats lost in the Democratic state, Virginia lost big with Youngkin, is because they decided to go after the kids and destroy the family entity and prevent parents to have a say in the schools. And this is happening everywhere, and that started a trend to the point where the school boards in San Francisco was overturned, and all the left-wing Democrats, members of that school board was kicked out. Recall was kicked out. And Houston, same thing happened. Around the country, a congressional district in Texas that was for over 100 years was Democrat, went Republican. People are tired of it. Not just the illegal immigration activities, the illegal aliens, the crime, the drugs, and all that stuff. It's the transgender. It's the woke. It's education. It's all of that, and the values of morals and respect, dignity, contact of character, all of that goes a long way. They're on the wrong side.
You know, as an adult, you can do what you want with your life, but you can't force it onto others and indoctrinate. You want to do
right.
Whatever you want, you do it. You're only
your
life. All right, but others do not have to engage in the same thing. That's what makes us all individuals and free spirits.
And when DeSantis did the Family Rights act. So this way the kids...
The parents' rights,
still. It's called the Parental Rights Act. They be left.
Yes.
The communists.
I don't like it because they can't indoctrinate. But they still are. They're still doing their shtick.
And they're going to jail for it. Or they're being fired.
That doesn't stop. And when Donald Trump is back in the White House, he will be closing the education department.
You need to bring it down. And we talk, we have a lot of people.
And he needs to close the Federal Reserve.
We got a lot of the school board members that are running for office around the country, California, here, and other parts of the country, on our radio show over the last year. We were specifically targeting the school boards because the kids were being indoctrinated and recruited to being something that they weren't.
They're being bullied into something that is not them because they're belittling them because they know that they have low self-esteem. So they find, they seek them, and they destroy them.
Anyway, what they're doing is we got to get rid of CRT, the critical race theory, because
the Promise Program and the Agenda 21 and work on health, making sure our young ones are not bullied.
There's
respect, there's camaraderie, there's friendship, there's being good.
And it's illegal.
You know?
Child abuse.
Good
and
is better than evil.
And just, see, first of all, kindergarten kids or elementary school, they, for the most part, they're not even looking into sexual activities. In the middle school, you might start seeing it, but mostly high school. But the thing is, you don't talk, don't have strangers to talk. Let the parents talk to them. But either way, you go. There's no way, and we exposed people of the stuff today. Todd Stearns exposed the Boston Medical that hospital up there, and they say that if you kids are this, the kids are that, no matter what age, they have that transgender. No, it's not. It's bullshit. That's the doctorate recruitment. And we're going to take, we're going to arrest those people or shut them down because he took charges of cruelty, of child abuse and assault, because that's what it is. It's normal for kids to experiment things and learn and do different things. But once they get to teenage years, they tend to be who they are, God's children, you know? There are only two sexes in life. Male or female. If you're born with a penis, you're a male. If you're born with a vagina, you're a female. There is nothing in between. Scientific fact. That's why there's always kinds of problems and stuff, diseases and anything else coming about. And we don't need Dr. Fauci to say that. So, you know, that's the key there. Now, we're going to talk about life and stuff, but we got some great news, and I think this should be, we're celebrating, we're happy, go lucky, and all that stuff, because I always knew this young lady always wanted to be a mom. Back in 2017, this young lady and I were talking about having babies. She always wanted to be a mom. She knew how to take care of special needs kids. She did that before. And she always was in that type of thing. She had it in there, but she had a lot of different issues. But she always talked about it. And people like Clifford, the late Clifford Spear, like Dan Edmonds, the late Don Krantz, all three of them knew what was going on, and they all knew what she was thinking and talking about and stuff like that. And Dawn says I made her into a woman, and it wasn't me, particularly the conglomerate of people that did that. But the point was, back then I knew she was supposed to be a mom. I always knew that she is not what certain nutcases or certain idiots or dealers from murdering bitches, whatever you want to call them, their thoughts all the way across. Well, I knew that shit. I know that was not true. because I personally knew it, and I knew, and so did a bunch of other people. And so every time she said certain things, they laughed at her because they all knew it. But the point is, she is now pregnant. She's due in November. And, you know, because of the people she hangs out with, it's going to be a problem for her, because we would give her a lot of stuff for the baby. And we would buy her stuff and get her set up for stuff like Chris and all that other stuff that she may need. And part of that is mother's right to have a list that's put into stores like Target and some other places, and to get people to buy, to donate or buy into that list, to fulfill that list. We would gladly do that if we, I would gladly promote it. We have one of the largest social media networks in the country, if not the world. So we could get a lot of things from around the world or close by for her. And that's one of the things we could do. But we know, because of people that she's surrounded, that whatever we do personally, they will force her to destroy it. So we didn't do that. So we came up with another plan. I talked to a bunch of people, and we came up with a plan to help her. And the thing is, she is this young lady who happens to be 43 years old come August 26th. She is, because her age is a high risk factor. She's also special needs. Because of that, she's also a high risk factor. Her bipolar, her schizophrenia, she's the spectrum of autism, and she's a recovering addict. So that makes her extremely high risk, not only for her, but for the baby. And the people around her, they really can't handle that stuff. There's no real support mechanism. We're going to rely on somebody that is a criminal, or some other thug or killer, or people that, or just people that just, you know, it's funny because every time she does a birthday wish for the for a charity for the birthday wish, she doesn't get anybody. They'll donate to everybody else, but they will never donate to her. The only time she got donated was because of Scarlet Mate or my team, usually from West Palm Beach Crew, which is really Trump 45 and the Club 45 people out there, and Joe Buds and all that type of stuff, which he might just win 23, by the way. Him and Dolly Swaffer and the other one are pretty close knit. We'll see on a week from Tuesday on who's going to win that one. But anyway, so we went and we decided to do something that would really be nice for her, because we know that no one else is going to do it. So unless she opens us up and we can work it out, because she's also into St. Jude, we could actually help her reach her goal in that stuff like we used to do if she opens her up. But again, the people that surround her will probably deny it. But we did something really good. I talked to a bunch of people. So I signed her up to a ministry. And we worked in, as our gift for the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, radio show, podcast, and TV show, from the people from Newsmax, from the people from Trump and Trump Enterprises, and the people from the crew here, the staff, including Scarlett and myself, we signed up to Family Life Ministries and crew. They will help her, in between her and her husband and the baby to be. They will help her with support. They have one of the largest support mechanisms in the country, not the world. They can help her with her marriage. They can help her with her relationship. They can help her with the child. They can help her with the addiction. It doesn't cost her a damn thing other than to be listened to listen and to talk to the professionals, the ministries, and can't go there. They got radio shows. They got fire inspectors. They got everything under the sun to help her and her family. And that is our love for her, and that is our caring for her, because of everything that she's involved with and the garbage that she's associated with, she's going to need a support mechanism. I'm proud of her that she's following the doctors and she's doing the things. That's right. But until she gets rid of all the garbage, change the environment, then she's at risk, the husband's at risk, and the baby especially at risk, because that baby needs a foundation. That baby needs to be able to build a foundation that he or she is able to move forward and not get recruited, indoctrinated, or any other garbage, and be able to him or her follow her passions and dreams to grow as a people. And that's important. And that's why we did what we did, because it gives her that opportunity. And they can't stop her because she's already in there. And anyone, and this is coming from everybody, anyone that interferes, that prevents her, and to make that family, hurt that family in any way possible, is going to get the full wrath of everyone. It's all set. She is going to be, her baby and her husband is going to be well protected, it's going to be guarded, and it's going to have the opportunities, because that baby is precious. The Democrats and the left would love for her to abort that kid. Guarantee it. The lunatic would love to have that kid aborted because he's afraid of life and kids. These are the people that said, we need to have that baby to flourish and grow. That baby needs a break. That baby needs an opportunity to be something that he or she is and grow from that. I know she has the love for it. I know the love that she has in her heart and soul, because I know what's in her heart. I've seen it. I touched it. I taste it. I know what's there. So I know where it's going. And it's up to her to fulfill those passions and dreams. We here as a truth support her moves. We were there 24/7 for her. All she has to do is make a phone call, whether it's to the radio show or to me personally, and we'll get her the help she needs and provide her the love and caring that she needs. It's there. The support mechanism is there, and I think that's the right move. What do you think, Scarlett?
I'm 100% behind it.
I think this is what we need to do. And it's not. And see, life is precious. Scarlett and I are both right to life. So is every candidate that we chose is right to life. Every candidate that we chose or we support is for passion and dreams and the American dream, the idea of growing and inventing and just doing what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit
fine.
Of happiness.
American pride.
And that's it.
American pride. The pride to be the red, white, and blue, to patriotism, and to grow and fulfill those dreams and not be slanted between hatred and bigotry and all the other stuff.
Because and jealous.
And the biggest bigot in the world is a Democrat. The biggest bigot in the world is a Democrat.
I just think it's
individuals. And don't believe me, all you have to do is watch systematic deception.
Who talk bad shit and bring people down and hurt. And,
all you have
know,
to do is watch the movie Systematic Deception.
Don't care about anything except themselves.
Now, we have the truth to vote is a thing yesterday in Arizona.
Yes.
And by the way, there's a big rally going on right now for Carrie Lake, and Ron DeSantis is there in Arizona, and you can watch that on RSBN and Rumble and stuff as you speak. So go ahead and do that. The other thing is we support these candidates. We support the ideas of dreaming and ideas and stuff like that. We have, and they did Truth of All Citizens, that segment called The Pit. You can watch it on RSPN, Rumble, stuff like that. It's updated versus 2020, and what's going on in 2022, and the rest of all the people. Election integrity is very important. We're there on the ground in Alaska. We're there on the ground in Wyoming for Tuesday. We're here on the ground right now in Florida. If you vote by mail and you attempt to vote again at the polling place, you are going to jail for 5 years. That is thus registered, and on the 23rd, it will be picked up and you will be arrested. If you vote by mail and you're declared a criminal or declared mentally competent, and it shows up through the computer system, you will be arrested for 5 years. It's falling apart. That's what it's called, phone integrity. We have programs that truth to vote.
What happens if you get a mail-in ballot and it's disqualified and you go to the poll and vote?
It'll be disqualified again if they declare it was disqualified because of mental illness, mental competency by the court, or because you're a criminal and you try to vote in person after you got disqualified.
And you do vote in person again.
You try and vote again, you will be arrested.
Okay.
5 years.
Okay. It's We have 9 minutes left.
Even though the vote will be counted as a vote, but once they do the tally and they see and they go over everything on the 23rd, if you have Florida, and it's registered through, because we'll know through the system, it will go that route.
Who's coming on our show on Wednesday, August 17th?
Wednesday is returning guest, Todd Hero. We're also going to be talking ministries with him, Todd Allen Herendon. And
yeah.
My Name is America. This is famous song played everywhere. Todd Herendon also is a friend of Annie from Southern Stance. That's where we kind of met. And he's been on a couple times, and he's out in the
great singer. He'll be on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Looking forward.
Right.
It's been many years, and this way we can get update and have a wonderful discussion. And this is Scarlett Butler saying, I'm going to be back on Wednesday, 8 p.m. You know, we have a late night. And God bless America. God bless everyone. And
get out there and vote Tuesday.
Get out there and vote Tuesday. Go get them. And
the
everybody
end,
have a great
training,
evening.
The end of
mortality.
We're going to be talking about the big announcements on Wednesday. And so that's where it's at. And right now on RSPN/ and Rumble, it's got Kerry Lake and Ron DeSantis. Two great governors. One's going to be governor, and the other one's going to get reelected. All right, and it's hands down. Nobody wants communism. Nobody wants big government. Nobody wants inflation. No one wants to kill babies, and no one wants the government to dictate over their children what's being taught in schools. Nobody wants high crime, and so Republicans are going to sweep across the country because nobody wants a communist nation, and that's what that is. God bless you all. Get out there and vote in Wyoming. Get out there and vote in Alaska. Sarah Palin, let's go with Sarah Palin. Let's go with Harriet Hackman and destroy Liz Cheney. Let's get rid of Murkowski, and let's bring back the real Republican Party and MAGA. Make America great again. Let's make everyone great again. And you know what? Let's make our babies great again. All right? Let's give them the opportunity and give them the love and cherish that they need and the support that they need. And that's what we're doing. And, again, support Family Life Ministries. Go to familylife.com and support them. Anyway, God bless you all. We'll see you on Wednesday.
had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And that's an honor of Trump coming back. Big announcement Wednesday. I want to thank everybody. And by the way, two more ministries are involved in helping out, and that is Save the Children is part of what's going on, and the Family Research Council also is involved as we grow, because we're giving out, we want to make sure that the support mechanisms are there and to have a very healthy, blessed, and loving child. God bless you all, and have a great day.